B-Pod Studios.
We're big fans.
We were just playing clips of Reno 911 for producer Nicole. I'd never watched the show. And now I'm going to give her my DVDs.
Totally missing out.
That you can play on your PlayStation, by the way.
That's great, because I don't think I get Comedy Central, and now that I don't have Hulu, I might need those DVDs.
Oh, what happened with your Hulu?
Oh, we're all locked out.
Oh, you didn't hear?
We're out.
She changed the password.
Yeah.
She changed the password.
So what was she using off of you guys?
Netflix.
So did you change that passcode?
I haven't yet, no.
Well,
I need
to. Have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nicole's
ex. Well, she must
ex,
be like me. She must be off Netflix.
Nicole's ex gave us, we shared her Hulu, and we don't have it anymore. But Amanda's like, I talked to her. I'll get it from her, because I told her the other night, Friday night, we went to watch something. I go, oh, Lauren changed it. She goes, that's okay. I'm in with her.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, they probably do the political stuff.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but.
Tell her to get it.
All right, I will.
I tried a couple of variations of the password, and they didn't go. Did
we try 2.0's name?
Yeah,
and
that's
like
what I was
going to
say. Sexy ass Nicole 21. Now try the new girl's name.
Yeah.
No.
Get your own account, Nicole 1. Did you try that? Get your own account, Nicole 3.
I don't know. How much is a Hulu account?
Like, what's, well, she had it, set up nicely, because she got the no commercials.
I got
which
that
I think
plus
like 20.
HBO, Stars, I think Cinemax.
All on Hulu?
All
yeah,
on
that's
Hulu.
What she has.
And it's like $30-some a month.
Oof.
Oh. Well, I guess if you cancel your cable, then that's not terrible.
Yeah.
Why
then
isn't Roy helping out in our little thing that we got going on?
Because he has everything. He doesn't need us.
Yeah, you guys aren't offering anything. If you have something worth offering,
we
can
talk. HBO Max?
Yeah, HBO. Yeah.
Amazon Prime?
Yep.
Netflix?
I got Peacock. Anybody want to?
No. Yeah, he has everything. He even had YouTube Red at one point.
I still have YouTube Red.
See, he's got everything.
How much do you think you're spending in all of your streaming services?
Probably
combined?
The same amount as a cable bill, honestly. Honestly, same. It's probably like $120, $130.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't cut the cord.
I didn't cut the cord, but I, in theory, have the cord because it's $120.
Well, you can get rid of Netflix and...
Well, now, I will say I'll do stuff like that. Like, when I'm not... Because the cool thing about these apps... is that there are no contracts, so if I'm not using it, I cancel it.
Yeah.
And then if there's a show I want to watch, I'll just reinstate it.
You have Apple TV?
Yep. But no, that's a prime example of one that I canceled.
Oh, okay.
I used it to watch the morning show, and then I'm like, there's nothing
else
good here.
There's nothing else on it.
Yeah.
And then so I canceled it. So like that's the cool thing I do like about the apps. They're all a la carte for me.
We're going to need to figure out something for Handmaid's Tale, though.
What's that
on? I will get Hulu for Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, it's Hulu only?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an original.
Mm. Quibi?
I don't have that, but I want that because I've only seen like two of their 10-minute Reno, the free, like I had it to watch the free Reno 911, but now you got to pay.
Yeah.
I can't watch all of the free new Reno 911s.
I like Amazon because Amazon, you get Showtime shows for being a Prime member.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just use Jack Ryan for Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And The Boys.
And like we watch movies on that because like Dean had never seen Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we watched that on Friday night.
That's cool.
And it was free.
Yeah.
You know, because it just comes with your membership.
I have a friend who's like in her late 30s, early 40s, who had never seen Hocus Pocus, and she watched it for the first time and hated it.
Oh, really?
I was like, I'm not sure we can be friends.
I think Sterling hates it too.
Really?
Yeah. But he hates everything. Like right now... He hates everything Halloween. Like right now, Huluween is a thing, so I've been really enjoying Hulu. And then
we wouldn't know.
Yeah,
Huluween's on, and then nice. The Peacock app has a bunch of Halloween stuff. Like I was watching Scream 4.
Oh, they made 4 of those?
Yeah.
The fourth came, they made 5.
Oh my gosh.
The fourth came out in 2011, and the first 15 minutes is the worst. It's a movie inside of a movie inside of a movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the scary movie one where they make fun of Scream.
That's fun.
And the Scream guy comes and smokes weed with mm-hmm. Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mask changes.
Yeah. His mask changes and he gets really high.
Yeah.
And the one guy goes into convulsions and like, yo, I need to hit that. pod humor. We did a lot on the show today. Roy's back.
I'm happy to be back. I missed you guys.
I know. You were back.
I didn't get a chance. Although, whenever I'm not on the show with you guys. I typically do try to listen. I didn't hear y'all at all.
Yeah, well, we talked to you on Thursday for a little while. There was a giant spider in between you and the door that you had to go back through in Virginia. It was looked like you sent us a picture. It was like a giant wolf spider, it looked like.
I stepped outside, and I forgot that my sister lives in the woods where bugs are in abundance.
Did you?
I killed it.
You did?
Yep.
Did it try to attack you?
Yeah, well, no. So, well.
Why'd you kill him?
Because
it's a spider.
I wanted to hit him off so that he would like go and run away, but he landed and went in the house.
Oh, my God.
And so then I killed him.
Did I tell you about the animal I killed?
Well, why'd you say animal? Mine's an insect.
It was a squirrel, and she's looking at me and saying that, right?
A squirrel.
Oh, I thought you killed a squirrel.
No, I saved a squirrel.
No, didn't you two kill a squirrel together?
No, no. My dog killed a squirrel. Oh.
And he lied about it.
The dog lied about it? Good night, everybody.
I let a snake die, a baby snake, and I didn't save it.
How?
That's fine. It's just Satan.
I was walking on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk near Commonwealth, which is like a very busy street or whatever. And I was walking Finley, and I noticed that there was a baby green snake. So I freaked out, obviously, walked a couple steps ahead, and then Googled it to see if it was poisonous. Obviously, it's not. It was like a little baby snake. And then it starts squirming towards the road, and I was like, well, this guy is not going to survive going to the other side. So then I was like, all right, well, let me see if I can step and intercept it and make it squiggle the other way. Well, I walked.
Oh, you still got farther than any of us in this room. Well, maybe not him.
I walked towards it. It squiggled in the road and then flat like a pancake. And then I just like stood there and I was like,
yeah, one less snake in the world.
I'm going to have to keep walking.
Hey, I just got a text message that there's a new TV service out, and it offers Hocus Pocus for free, Handmaids. It's SeaWorld TV.
And would you support SeaWorld TV?
Yeah.
No.
You could watch Handmaids. Handmaids was bought by SeaWorld TV.
Nope.
Do you remember the time we made up a story about how she had to do an endorsement for SeaWorld?
Yeah.
I called Lauren. I was like really distraught.
It was like $1,500 a month.
She was like, you said $1,200. And I had told her, and she goes, I will give you $1,200.
That's how woke she is, that ex of yours. Anyway, yeah, but so one of the things that we talked about on the show today was you being in Virginia years ago, you got bit by a poisonous caterpillar.
Still have the scars still today, yep.
And the caterpillar, it looks like a toupee.
It's furry. It's fuzzy. They look cute. It looks like you want to pick them up. Almost looks like Trump's hair.
Just a different color, right? It's brown.
Yeah. I mean, the thing literally looks like a toupee. But we took calls on what bit you. And then here's two calls that didn't make it on the air today that we could throw into the Rap Party podcast.
So we were talking about what did you get bit by. And we got to talk to you, Krista, in Mooresville, because we can't believe you survived. Tell us what happened.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
Well, actually, it wasn't me, but it was my niece. She got bit by a copperhead this summer.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, those can have serious consequences.
Yeah, she was in the ICU for several days, and she had to have 10 doses of the anti-venom.
10?
10, yeah.
How did it happen?
She was at camp, and they were outside, and it got her foot, but only one fang went in her foot, but her foot was so swollen, and even now, she still has pain.
Oh, yeah, the copperheads are nasty, man, and they're supposedly, like, pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Especially down here in the South. Well, give her a big hug for us, okay? We hope she feels better.
I will, thanks.
All right.
Let's talk with Matthew and Hickory. Welcome to the Mania Boy of the Ray Morning Show. Matthew, you were diagnosed with something that sounds like only existed in like 1902. Tell everybody what you had.
Yeah, so nobody knows, man. I was walking in Hickory one day with a friend of mine, and it kind of felt like I had a scrape on the side of my face. You know how, like, you know, you're walking and so sweat gets in the scrape and it kind of burns.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I was with it. And then I don't know, man. It was like 2 or 3 days later, I noticed like the whole side of my face was swollen. And I'm like, man, I need to go to the doctor. So I went to the door, and I did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Point, like the bite just looked like kind of like a pimple was coming up right there or something.
But okay. Matthew, you had no idea what it was, and you don't remember getting bit by anything.
No, exactly. I just remember, like, I come home from the walk and I was like, wow, you know, like I must have scraped the side of my face or something, you know.
Was a doctor able to pinpoint what he thought it was?
No. So, like, as time progressed, like the bite got really big and it started like rotting. And
maybe a spider.
I went back to the doctor and they tested me for black widow, brown recluse, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much like everything, rattlesnake, copperhead. I'm serious. Like they was like, let's shoot for the moon, and nothing come back positive.
So the scientists can't figure out what you were bit by. Yeah, your face is literally rotting off.
Right, exactly. And so they put me on this ungodly amount of, like, antibiotics. It was, like, 1,000 milligrams a day. It was enough to where you would get sick just off the medicine.
I have reason to believe that it was an ex-girlfriend with a blow dart.
Poisoning.
You know what? That's actually really possible. I'll look into that.
Matthew and Hickory, are we talking to someone who had leprosy?
No.
What was it?
I have no idea.
Still doesn't know.
You still don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know. They tested me for MRSA and all sorts of, and absolutely nothing come back positive. Because the doctor was like, I need to figure this out, and never could.
So how's your face now?
It ended up after the medicine. I got a scar right there. But,
But we can't see your teeth from if you're like just standing next to me. We can't look through and see like your.
No.
Okay.
Now our call screen says Rocky Mountain fever. Is these symptoms aligned with that or something?
Like they said, like part of it was just kind of like where I was so sick.
Uh-huh.
And then because I was even like running fever and stuff, and that was kind of like one of their first guesses. I used to do tree work, so I'd had something called tick fever before.
Jesus Christ.
Fever.
What goes on in the world?
Okay, and what other body part rotted off when you had that fever?
I cut my arm off with a chainsaw, but then after it fell, I got bit in the ass by a squirrel.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy cow, Matthew, if you didn't have bad luck, you'd have no luck.
but hey, I made it. I'm alive.
All right, bud. Brother. Well, we appreciate you calling, okay?
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right.
So that was the two calls there. And I just wanted to bring this up real quick because one time we on the rap party said that we were going to put calls in and then we never did.
Right. And we talked about doing it. We were like, hey, here's the call.
And then it never got put in.
There was no call.
So at least you actually got to hear it.
That's right. And then there was something else that I got to... So I don't know what to do. Somebody called in. Do you remember the person that called in? We were talking about weird things you collect.
No.
You don't remember that? Anybody remember that conversation?
No, because you talked about Wheaties.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and the Garbage Pail Kids. Yeah. And then that girl called in and said that she collects the key fobs, the cards for hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? And like the conversation went on and on. It was funny to us because she was talking about key cards for hotels for like 5 minutes. And we're like, who the hell is that excited about the cards that you use to open the doors?
It was kind of boring.
It was, but it was funny. Like we made it funny because we were all taken back by how crazy it was that she was so into it.
Sure.
She was kind of cute about it. Well, she, we asked her why she collects them, and she said she traveled around the world, that she was like a world-class figure skater.
Yep.
And I challenged her to a race, and she has not backed down, y'all.
What do you mean?
Like, she wants to race me.
On skates?
I think so.
Can I ask why you challenged someone to a race?
Well, because she said she's a world-class figure skater, and I go, well, I grew up playing hockey, so we need to have a skate-off. And her name's Carly, and she's the general manager at Kate's Skating Rink in Indian Trail. And she keeps hitting me up. She goes, well, I just listened to today's replay. I heard you got rollerblades. When are we going to have a skate-off? And I was like, we just need to figure everything out. She goes, yes, absolutely. Then at 9:08 this morning, she goes, good morning. Did you still plan on bringing up the skate-off on the podcast today?
Well, you better do it.
Well, what should I do?
What do you mean? You're scared.
Are we going to do a race?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to lose, but yeah. I mean, you think you're going to win? No, she's an athlete.
I want to call her because I don't know if we're going to do a ice skating race or roller skating race.
Roller skating since she found out that you just got your roller skates.
Yeah, I don't think it matters to her.
I might lose a roller skating race.
She's going to whoop your ass either way.
You better train every day. I'll come over with a whistle. And I'll blow it and make you run.
Make me run?
Yeah.
I need to skate.
Oh, well. We'll work our way up.
I'm faster on ice skates than I am on roller skates.
Who isn't?
Right. But I don't. But like, then we have. So we just. This is just something else that we need to figure out. Keep it on our planner.
Oh, I mean, I figure. No, this is a you thing in your own private time.
Well, yeah, but
I
need your help to figure this out. I figured you guys would like to come watch and harass me.
Of course. Yeah.
And heckle me.
I do wish you would get into a team sport. Because I would so come and be like your biggest fan and support you. I would go to all your games and be way into it.
Let's go, matey!
I would be so into it. Just so we could have the stories, because afterwards we go out and have drinks and have food. Just for the pure stories that would come of you joining a team. Like, that would be like my buddy Brian, back when I did radio up in Roanoke, he joined an adult hockey team. And I've never really watched hockey, so I'd go and I'd support him and... It was so cool. They would let him get the Civic Center, the big arena,
okay,
at nighttime.
Yep.
So like at 9 p.m., they were allowed to go do whatever they want and have games. And
yeah, yeah.
We'd all party afterwards. It was great. And then one time I went to a real hockey game.
That Brian was playing in?
No. Like a real professional.
The Roanoke Express?
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, maybe it was the Roanoke Express. But they go so fast. And I remember I went back to my buddy Brian. I'm like, what the hell? You guys are barely moving out there. You got to pick it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
it. Like, adults are so slow at this sport.
It is an entirely different level.
Is the Roanoke Express still, like, is that a thing? Because, you know, Dallas played for the Roanoke Rush.
Oh, really?
What's the Roanoke Rush?
It was their CFL team, like, back in the day.
What's CFL mean?
It's like their...
Football?
Yeah, but it's like a, not a minor, like a semi-pro kind of league.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Roanoke Express is still a thing.
No, they vanished in 2004. Their home games were played at the Roanoke Civic Center.
Well, no, then they must be, because I went to go see a real one, so they must be back. Or here, Roanoke hockey team.
Wait.
Oh, the Rail Yard Dogs is what they are now.
The Rail Yard Dogs?
The Rail Yard
Where do they
dogs.
Play?
Out of Roanoke. They're an ice hockey team in the Southern Professional Hockey League.
In what hockey league?
The Southern Professional Hockey League.
Okay.
I don't know
gotcha.
what that is. But I would love if you joined a team sport. I'd bring banners. I'd get t-shirts.
Well, why
Maine's
can't you
biggest
play
fan.
With us?
Oh, because I don't want to be part of that.
Is Dean going to play soccer or anything?
Like, maybe.
Can we go to his games and hoot and holler?
Maybe. He right now isn't really into soccer at the moment.
He
was supposed to play, I don't want to push it. He was supposed to play flag football, but the pandemic and everything, you know.
Is that even a real sport, flag football?
Yeah, for the kids it is.
Of course it is. It's like before you play contacts.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking, like, is there, like, a whole league of flag football?
There's an adult flag football league, too, for people that are done tackling each other.
Pansies.
No, it's not pansies. You just grab the flag.
No, it's for the older guys who are afraid to break a hip now.
Oh, okay.
I remember, speaking of sports and coming to watch Roy, I played the best hockey I played was in when I lived in Sacramento. I was probably, like, your age. Mm-hmm. And I played in a men's league. You know, there was like eight teams. And I brought this girl I was dating. Actually, it's the same girl who moved here. Remember, I helped some girl move to the Carolinas and gave her information on how to So when I first started dating her, I took her to my hockey game. I scored the game-winning goal in the playoffs moved us on to the next round. And everybody was like showering me and like chanting my name, and we drank.
Get lucky?
I went out. I left the locker room, took a shower, went out, and I saw her. I go, "How was that? I scored the last goal." She goes, "You did? I had no idea what happened." So it was my first hockey game. I didn't even know what number you were.
Oh my God.
Like, "I told you what number I was."
Huh. She didn't even see your big moment.
Didn't see my big. She saw it, but she just didn't know it was me. She's like, "Oh, I had no idea."
And like totally unimpressed by it. Sounds
just
like
another day.
I love it.
All right. Well, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.